There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
The fire. Do you feel the fire of humanity? Anger is the fire of humanity. And it brings out, it gives a nice char.
What impression is it?
Which brings out the natural sugars.
I can't even place the accent. It's like Warner Herzog, if like he never read a book.
I am the Tibetan rage counselor to tell you your rage is only natural.
Welcome to the last podcast on the
left. Is the fire.
I don't even understand why you're
turn up the flame. Turn down the flame.
I don't know. This is the last podcast on the left. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Yeah.
And of course, hanging out with Marcus as well.
Absolutely.
Today is a relaxed fit.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what's happening. I think all of us are in different headspaces, which is fantastic.
The fire of humanity is its anger.
So today is a relaxed fit. We're going to dip our toe in. Do not do this to me, Henry. We're going to dip our toe in to a phenomenon.
A phenomenon.
A phenomenon. Is it safe to say new cult?
It is.
Is that right?
It's a fairly new cult.
Old cult. Kind of cult that's over.
All right.
A cult that has ended.
Either way, we are talking about Love Has Won, the new cult on the scene.
High demand group.
High demand group. So Love Has Won. Let's talk about it.
We have received, I'll say straight up, we have received emails about Love Has Won over the years that has, I guess there are a lot of people that have been watching this cult rise on YouTube. And normally we don't like to bump, give them the old last podcast bump, because internet cults, because I sometimes think it gives them too much credence. Like it gives them too much, like, you know, if we talk about them too much, but it's so nice when finally the leader could turn herself into a mummy, then we can start talking about it.
You have to be careful what you signal boost, but let's get into this because I think it's very important.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Love Has Won is a hopefully short-lived internet cult, not too dissimilar from the infamous Lord Rael cult that we covered oh so many years ago here on Last Podcast on the Left.
It's just about 175 pounds lighter. Especially once you turn into balsa wood.
Yeah, I would prefer her over Lord Rael, I suppose.
Well, just to give a refresher on Lord Rael, because that was like episode 76. Rael was a former criminal named Raymond Lear, who was one of the first people to ever use the internet, specifically YouTube and Facebook, to attract and keep followers.
This is my word to the people of Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, don't do it,
your
Lord Rael.
Your slides on YouTube are what caused me to send several tornadoes.
Horrible, Lord Rael. Please stop doing that.
He's back. Too.
Is he?
Oh yeah, he's back into play. He's got a same picture of him on a horse. Like, honestly, get new shit.
Poor horse.
Well, concerning how modern internet messiahs use the internet, it's specifically useful to them because their reach is amplified so long as their message catches on. They don't have to go from place to place recruiting people. But there's also another extremely useful tool that's often overlooked. The hyperlink.
Whoa, wait a second. Is this 1997? Whoa. Are we about to surf the fucking web?
I feel like Johnny Mnemonic.
Using links to news stories and clips from Fox News, Rael was able to reference any news story featuring a disaster, big or small, and take credit on the spot, blaming any and all natural disasters on the world's unwillingness to accept him as the Messiah.
I don't know why we were so unwilling.
I agree.
He had the body for it. We've talked about it now for several years about how a body type really denotes importance to society, and a man's approach to a feminine body is what allows him to become more powerful.
Well, and Lord Rael, you know he was onto something because he kept on getting fatter.
That's what I'm saying. He's accruing power.
Indeed.
Now, Lord Rael never really caught on past a quick blip in the news a few years ago when a promising NFL rookie named Adam Muema passed on being drafted because Lord Rael told him that there would be no 2014 NFL season because the world was going to end long before the first kickoff.
Turns out for the GMs, this was a bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
They didn't know if he had the mental capacity to be in the NFL.
And these days, you know, the International Congregation of Lord Rael, it's still going. Now they have chapters in Queensland, New Zealand, London, and of course, they still have their old home base in Baja, California.
Oh, beautiful Baja. Do you remember the shots from them all living in those weird little huts and getting grosser and grosser and grosser? It's kind of funny to now fast forward almost 10 years to Love Has Won. And they're doing the same shit.
It's interesting.
Doing the exact same shit. And Lord Rael, he's still taking credit. He took credit for the Reykjavik volcano, the one out in Iceland. Yeah. Remember that big-ass hailstone that fell in Texas last week? Took credit for that one?
Fuck Never misses a beat.
Wow.
But the International Congregation of Rael's online presence is still extraordinarily limited. Their Facebook group has never managed to break 9,000 followers, and their daily live stream, Scripture of the Day with Priestess Kelvin, garners at most 5 views per stream.
I just really don't like that they have Kelvin taking a piss on the cross as their slogan, as their logo. That's
Kelvin
literally
was never trademarked.
That is true.
He didn't make toys out of him. Wow, look at how fat he is on this horse. I'm looking at these pictures again. Wow. This is so good. And look, he wrote this, him just as Raymond E. Howard, this like headshot of him, the looking name, like fucking.
The name of the article that Henry is referencing is Man in the Moon.
Yep.
Man in the Moon. The Lord Rael story.
I think it should be called The Moon in the Man.
Well, in other words, Lord Rael missed the cult boat. Like, he never caught on. He's never going to catch on. Richard Ruff, his number two guy, is still in charge.
Wow.
And he's still slowly but surely draining the resources from a small group of rubes that's getting smaller every year.
Ugh.
Can I actually say, though, what I do think is interesting about the internet cult, especially what we'll see with Love Has Won, is that and nowadays, like the idea of making a living on Twitch or making a living streaming, you can do it with only about 500 to 1,000 followers. Like you can really
With a butthole.
I mean, if you have one, that's like a nice.
Exactly.
That's when the big bucks come. Mm-hmm. But you actually, that's also, I think, one of the reasons why internet cults pop up so often and actually gain any sort of traction whatsoever is because they really only need about 500 people to get going.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, with the internet, you are one click away from giving someone $5 immediately, which reminds me to mention our Patreon. We have done so well with our exclusive interviews, but it really is easier now than ever before for these internet cults to make a little coin.
It's time for you to follow the Ben Kissel, drink Bud Light and maple syrup your way to real estate success. He's going to show you all of it down there because the Kissel Money Management is now going to become Kissel Soul Management.
Whoa, I love it. Boom, flip it.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people on the internet who've been able to create successful internet cults, and it's with one of those cults that we'll be spending our time today.
Okay.
Now, I know y'all talked a little bit about the discovery of the dead body of cult leader Amy Carlson on this week's Side Stories, which that dead body was, of course, found about a week ago in the back of a trailer in Colorado, long after Amy's soul has ascended.
Thank you for make sure you got to do this.
Yeah. Might have been more of a lateral move.
And I found quite a bit more about this cult over the last last day and a half, which I will now share with all of you in true relaxed fit form.
Awesome.
Especially if you go and watch, because their YouTube videos are all still up. We talked about it a little bit on Side Stories.
God.
And they're all still up. You can watch it. You can watch the cult grow, which I think is one of the more beautiful things about internet cults is that you can really see it go from the beginning warblings of the streams and them just kind of talking lo-fi, no set, no anything, slowly get bigger and bigger, then deflate. Then you watch it fall apart on YouTube live, and then you watch them beg for money some more, and then you watch Amy Carlson literally turn into a pile of uncooked spaghetti.
It really is bizarre. I'm going to channel my inner Henry Zebrowski, and I do think if you have a hog's leg, Perhaps this is a good weed episode. This is smoke it up. Relax fit. Relax yourself.
Well, especially the video I watched of them teaching the little boy to roll blunts. And they called him a little blunt rolling machine. It's this little, like, very dark video of all of Love is One in a hotel room, all smashed together. I believe they were in quarantine in Hawaii. And then they, because you had a quarantine, that's where they're, so we'll get to that. But sure. when they arrived in Hawaii, they all, you have to quarantine for 14 days during COVID, because all this was happening during COVID. And they had a little kid rolling blunt on camera.
Really?
And they're all like laughing about how, oh, look, he's getting good at it. He's getting so good. And then they're like, time for round two. And the little kid's like, yes, Love has won. And then watched a 5-year-old take a fucking snoop pull on this blunt, like a fucking, like, he held it like a Dolger. Like, he held like a member of fucking DMX's crew. He hit it like a couple of, didn't fucking cough. And I applauded.
Well, he's like, got young lungs, I guess.
Holy fucking shit. I know that. And then I showed it to Natalie and she almost cried.
Well, it's horrible. It's child abuse in a way.
Yeah. Two of them have been charged with child abuse.
Yeah.
And speaking of Dolgers, I actually got to see the DMX funeral procession. I saw the fucking gigantic monster truck with DMX's grave, or with DMX's coffin on the back. RIP DMX.
How cool.
Yeah,
shut
down all of New York City for an entire fucking day.
So
it was
cool.
Insane trying to go around the city.
That monster truck was freaking awesome.
It was awesome. And them all just like burning tires and like in the middle of fucking, because that's in Court Square, right? Where were they?
Dude, well, we were driving upstate to go hiking and we fucking ran past it in Yonkers. Like they were coming out of Yonkers and we thought it was just some dude that was driving a DMX fucking monster truck. Like,
and then you saw the coffin on it?
I didn't, but I thought it was still a decorative coffin. I didn't think DMX was in the fucking coffin because the dude was having a great time. He was like fucking driving, going like, yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
So cool.
Like, wow. Yeah, and then finally later we found out like, oh shit, no, we saw DMX's body.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know you lived a good life if you're on a coffin on a monster truck at the end of it.
Let's get to it.
I just hope DMX.
Yeah, I hope to be driving it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But dead. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into Love is One. Amy Carlson was the leader of this small boutique cult. And among other things, this cult believed that Amy was a 19 billion year old being who was soon going to lead 144,000 people into the mystical fifth dimension.
Great.
Now, the trail from Amy's death to the founding of Love Has Won is a surprisingly short one, although it's not altogether clear exactly where, when, and how Amy collected her first followers. Mm. But Love Has Won is one of the fastest of the modern cults to burn out, and it's a goddamn good thing it did, because this cult showed all the signs of one day becoming highly dangerous and possibly deadly, and that's if the one disappearance linked to the cult isn't a murder.
Interesting. I went through their Reddit page a little bit. There was a Love is One, because obviously people have been, we want to give big ups to those of you that have been following Love is One for years and have been like tracking this. And you guys have a really good, there's a lot of good databases of information about Love is One. Mm. And they all say the same shit, where it started innocently enough. Like one Reddit poster was talking about
their
mother.
So did the Proud Boys.
Always, I guess.
Be very careful.
But it's saying their mom got into it. It was the same thing. Got in through it through Facebook. Was watching these videos. Because at first, it's just some wide-eyed woman. In the very first video, is just kind of talking about love is free. Love is a choice we all have to make. And like, you know, you can watch your mom just being like, love is good. And we're like, yeah, mom. It's like the fucking most generic shit anybody can say. Well, but then she stopped watching the videos because she's like, they said this whole thing about how we had to abandon our families. And I was like, oh, but it's almost Thanksgiving. And I've already cooked so much. I've been cooking for 14 hours and it's a week away from Thanksgiving. It's like, mom, there's only 5 of us here. I know, but I just want to make sure everybody has their favorites.
See, that's why you have an amazing mother. She refused to leave you and Jackie and your dying father.
But it always starts like this. I'm going to cry.
Now, up until 2006 or so, Amy Carlson was living a fairly straightforward, if miserable, life. In 2006, she was on her third marriage.
Cool.
She had a DUI under her belt.
Means she's lived it.
Yeah, who wasn't 19?
Hey, man, we all got fucking tread marks on our bodies, right?
Sure.
She was a manager at a McDonald's. And I don't know why, but I feel like she was a manager at one of those Walmart McDonald's.
Inner McDonald's. You mean to say a kiosk McDonald's?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Do you think that that's not a real McDonald's?
Wow.
They taste different. They certainly they do taste different.
Interesting.
I do believe that a kiosk McDonald's, and I know we have listeners that work at one of these, and just tell me if I'm wrong. I do believe, like, you know, in the priesthood, when you do something wrong, you know, you give a little suckle sucky, and then they put you in a church in, like, Cleveland. Like, let's say you're in a nice church, and then they put you some other church. I think kiosk McDonald's is that if you've been sucking on any of their employees at McDonald's, they first shift you to a kiosk.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you mess up too many McNuggets, they put you in the Target
which
McDonald's.
Is the molestation of the McDonald's world.
I agree with that. Be very careful. Don't mess up a McNugget.
And in addition to all this, Amy was raising three kids from three different fathers in the Dallas suburb of Rowlett.
I think the three kids from three different dads is only significant because of her ever shifting alliance to a father god that is inside of her cult.
Yes, and the way that she completely abandoned all those children.
Oh, yeah.
But once Amy started delving into some of the more wooey-woo corners of the internet, back when it was still new to the vast majority of the population, Amy, like many others, fell deep into a vat of New Age bullshit that essentially broke her view of reality. Mm. It's quite possible that Amy discovered some of our old favorites like Bibliotheca Pleiades, which, if you'll remember, Bibliotheca Pleiades, it was known on the internet as a place that pretty much like combined wacky alien lore with like New Age crystals and vibes bullshit.
What do you mean was, bro? Bibliotheca Pleiades is still active. It's getting updated. I've used it on recent episodes. I want to say I used it on the dangerous episodes of Brazil, the dangerous UFOs of Brazil. Like, I used it. It's out there, bro. Well, it's relevant.
Yeah, that's why the content was so good.
Yeah.
Well, according to her family, Amy began meeting up with some of the people who shared these beliefs. And after going out and meeting with them, she'd come home talking about starships and Anunnakis and fucking Planet X and all that bullshit.
All right, kind of fun, though, if taken with a grain of salt.
Normally, these are my favorite people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, out of the blue, Amy left her third marriage, left her kids, left her management position at McDonald's, and went no contact with most members of her family.
You mean entered into her sacred cocoon before she would be released as the god butterfly?
Well, you know this is serious because no one in their right mind would give up a management position at McDonald's.
If you have that kind of power in that world, it's got to be pretty sweet.
It is. You're in charge of the meat. You're in charge of everything.
Now, the timeline between her leaving her family and her becoming a cult leader is muddy, to say the least. Because as far as I can tell, there hasn't been any super deep journalism done on the subject outside of a long-form article by The Guru magazine, which ain't exactly the New York Times.
Oh, great. Now we're going to have the guru heads coming out.
I mean, honestly, if it's not exactly the New York Times, what does that make it? Good?
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
New York Times bestsellers here, okay? We don't besmirch it on this podcast openly.
Okay.
I mean, the Guru magazine did take a sensitive talking about where the cult ended up. It did interview them as if their opinions on the vortex nature of Colorado were serious subjects to be given a bit of credence.
So they had their Rock Terrio reporter just fascinated.
I do actually have a little bit of an illumination, I think, of why she became a cult leader. I saw one video where she talked about where she had to be carried in because her body had been deteriorated by alcohol poisoning, which is true. She was carried in. At first I thought it was like worshipful, but she explained that she became obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. She was talking about how the idea of like the red shoes, she kept seeing the red shoes in her mind. And she said that that was when she was opening channeling things. She said that she was talking to these entities called angels and that she asked her angels, like, what should I learn today? What's a thing that I need to allow inside of me today? And they said to her, what the red shoes that you need have been inside you all along. And then she was watching this kind of Turner classic version of Wizard of Oz that had trivia on it. And she said the question came up that said, what do the red shoes mean? And she was like, oh, fucking shit. I'm God. Like, literally, oh, that was her jump. And also, I think that you, being manager at a McDonald's does sometimes feel like you have the burden of the creator on your shoulders.
In many ways, you do. You have to feed the masses. Interesting, indeed. The red shoes are inside of her.
Well, the trail we can follow lives on Amy's YouTube channel, 5D Full Disclosure. Amy began posting videos 12 years ago. And the first like 5 or 6 videos are just videos of clouds that are all said that all are all titled Cloud Ship. Cloud Ship 1, Cloud Ship 2, Cloud Ship 3.
Easy content. It's we worked too hard.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
All those videos only have like 200 or 300 views each. Not very many. But then on June 28th, 2009, Amy posted a video that claimed that she had a message for the world that was co-written by who else but Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson had been looking over her shoulder, egging her on. And this is just 3 days after Michael Jackson had died.
Go out there and tell him what's going on. They're ignorant.
They are, Michael. They are.
In the midst pictures of cute puppies, deers, and rainbows, Amy relayed this message from Michael Jackson.
There is life over the rainbow.
Oh.
Humanity is going there. Shamo! All of you are coming home into the light.
Hey, Michael, how is it hanging out with Rush Limbaugh in hell?
He is so funny. He's so funny. And he came up here and he's always talking. He's just here so many stories.
He's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Also, Michael Jackson, don't be offended. There is no hell. So he might. So if there's a big Jackson head out there, it's okay.
And then, after giving the message, Amy assured us that any and all rainbows seen from June 28th, 2009 on were all gifts from Michael Jackson.
So generous.
And that Michael Jackson was living from that day forward as rainbows.
Which is why every rainbow ends on the ass of a 9-year-old boy.
I'm actually really upset because that was, I was going to be like pot of gold. Yeah, it's we have a massive group thing problem. But yeah, no, I get it. I think everyone visualized a kid.
Just riding the rainbow. Yeah. Let's hit the end of this glorious road.
It is not good. Not good.
Now, after that, Amy went dark for like 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we know what happened there? Just gave up? She just
no idea. What we have no idea where she was. Like maybe Mount Shasta, maybe Florida. She was in Yankeetown, Florida for a little bit. We're not really sure.
Okay.
But she went dark for like 2 years. No contact with her family either. But on April 9th, 2012, Amy began releasing what were essentially podcasts on YouTube. And these were called the Galactic Free Press Daily Update. And the Galactic Free Press Daily Update was pretty much a countdown to December 2012. Remember, world's ended December 2012. You guys remember that shit?
Quantiquittle, all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I do believe that it's interesting to see how the modern cult leader rises. That's why I like kind of going through this cult, because you can really see that it takes someone. All you got to do is your homework, your cult homework. She understood immediately, kind of instinctually. Oh, you attach yourself to something with the deadline. Mm-hmm. So then you have something to ramp yourself up to then shift. She seems to, I think, probably went away and might have listened to our show.
Maybe.
And armed herself with information.
This is long before we got serious with anything. In 2011, still fucking laughing at 911 calls.
As opposed to right now where literally Henry just talked about rainbows and then ending up at a child's asshole and then Michael Jackson sort of sliding down the rainbow into a child's asshole. We've grown. Yeah, that's a great point.
Grown as podcasters, as men.
As men.
Absolutely. What is it with, truly though, numerology? Why is it that 2012 was such a big number? Like, why not 2009?
Because of a misinterpretation of the Mayan calendar and like what it all
that
meant.
Literally is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it was.
Because, man, I remember 2012 was coming up almost like the year 2000. Everyone was like, 2012. I'm like, all right.
Well, and it was also 12-12-12. That's always fun.
Yeah, right. It was cool. You know, well, it was 12-21-12.
Yeah, 12-21-12. Or was it 12-21-12?
It was 12-21-12.
I'm having a stroke.
Well, Amy said that the galactic alignment was coming, because that's the other thing that she learned about cults, is that you take something that's existing and then you put your own bullshit onto
spin.
It. Yeah, and that humanity had less than 9 months to prepare for the decloaking of spaceships, which would, of course, lead to what she called the mass awakening.
Also probably connected to cloud ships, because the idea that those, she's already understanding stringing content.
Yep. Now, what's crazy about this is that unlike cults of the past, we can actually watch this cult leader changing her bullshit in real time when the predictions don't work out. But you can also see from the comments back then in 2012, she was already gaining followers way back then. Then sometime in October of 2012, other people began showing up on Amy's channel, starting with this woman who called herself Rain, although all of these videos were sent to Amy from other locations. This right here, this is the very first video that is not done by Amy herself.
Okay.
Drato, my name is Rain. That's Angus. I came here to help Mother Earth and humanity ascend. I live on Maryland's eastern shore in the United States of America. As a sovereign being, I hereby declare peace on Mother Earth, equal heart. Namaste.
Oh my God, that's the cult equivalent of putting a post on Facebook telling them they can't sell your data.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I declare peace on Earth, and it's done.
Yeah, and from there, more and more people began posting similar messages. The whole, like, I declare peace on Earth equals heart. Mother Earth, mother, you know, all of this mother stuff. Okay. The message, these were Susanna, Teresa, Colon, Missy Sunshine, Dr. Mo.
Oh,
Palin.
Dr. Mo.
Palin, Andra, Bill, Jessica, Sherry, all these people all saying essentially the same thing.
My name is Pauline Peterson, and I declare peace on Earth. Love, light, unity, the golden age is here. Let's hop on that train and let's get going.
Okay.
He's ripping off the Ohio players.
Yeah, in many ways. Okay.
Then in November of 2012, Amy herself showed up with a weird old man that had a long beard giving a similar message. But in this message, Amy called herself Mother God and referred to the bearded fella as Father God.
This is Mother and Father God and the Earth Allies. And we declare peace on Earth, equal heart.
Peace on Earth.
You know what I love is that he didn't even have to take the time to put his lighter down.
No, he didn't put the lighter down. He looks like a member of the family of Duck Dynasty, but he didn't think that there was going to be big money in hunting.
But he's eating
that
pussy.
So he was just like, I'm going to go off and do, I guess, maybe Dogecoin.
Honestly, he is, he might be dead.
It's very possible. Yeah.
He might be dead. We're not really sure where he is anymore. Now, that's the first time another person showed up in a video with Amy Carlson. And the declarations of peace on Earth kept coming for the next few months. But starting in January of 2013, Amy Carlson began doing long, involved video blogs, quote, anticipating huge energetic movements in February. Hey. She fucking blew right past 2012.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because she understood. Next. Because she was lightly dallying in 2012 bullshit. And then after the lip, she's like, all right, set the tone. Already got all these peace on Earth has been achieved. Now it's time to get peace for Amy, which is money.
Okay. Yeah.
From there, Amy began doing vlogs almost every day with titles like You Are Your Final Test.
You are.
You came to get your light back.
And you came to bring it back.
Incoming events. And the bird tribe has returned to the planet.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, shit, bird tribe. Come back.
All right.
She also began giving herself more names beyond Mother God. She started calling herself either the Spider Woman or the White Buffalo Calf Woman. And for the next few years, Amy appeared in videos by herself, building her own mythology.
Well, because the Spider Woman is another sort of, I want to say she went to one of those Native American gift stores, you know what I mean? And saw something about the Spider Woman. And same thing with the White Buffalo Calf stuff, because that's also supposed to be the telling of a big momentous occasion, almost like a Messiah-like story with the White Buffalo Calf that's born. And she attached herself right to it, because she does have a lot of, I'm 42% Cherokee. Like, comes up a lot. Like, she has that energy, type of energy, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that of being like, oh, I should know I'm Native American. And it's like, I feel that you might be from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Then about 6 years ago in 2014, something happened. for the first time, another person besides Father God, a young guy named Andrew, showed up next to Amy in a video.
Greetings, love beings. This is Mother God, and this is Andrew. It's been a quick unfoldment. Has arrived with us here at Galactic Center.
Pause.
Central.
What you can't see in this video is that she has what I can only describe as a dollar store Coachella Native American style headdress on, and it is very distracting.
It is very distracting. Yes, indeed.
We are here live where the planetary full ascension is fully underway, and the new paradigm. And Andrew is a big part of that, the new co-anchor. So what's happening right now is soul retrievals, which we've added. These are a part of the graduations taking place. And we're still continuing the implant removals. Tonight, we have a live galactic high energy love party. So please join us. The link to the room is down below. That's where the link for the soul the soul retrievals are as well.
And then it goes on and on and on from there for about 10 and a half minutes.
And they all cost money. Soul retrievals cost money. I believe the love party was free.
That was just a stream show.
I will give her the benefit of being the Tom Green of cult streaming.
Yeah.
Because is
her bum on the Swedish?
No, she's a pioneer.
Yeah, she was using Tiny Chat way back when. Like, this woman's doing these like online, like she's doing Zoom parties in 2014 to build her cult.
When she talks about implants, I assume we're not talking about like breast implants and things like that. Do they believe in like that everyone's being chipped?
Sort of.
And stuff like that?
The exact teachings of the cult are very muddied. They're all over the place because there is some of that. There is some government control. There is also a little bit of the idea that we're all star childs and that we have traces of being star children inside of us. And then there is also government control implants.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this just gives you a little bit of an idea of the gobbledygook that she was talking about in the description of the video, like underneath this video that we just listened to. This is what it says. On behalf of all of humanity and ourselves, we stated out loud, we release and cut cords using A.A. Michael's golden sword to all illusion, all ego, all conditioning, all programming, and step completely into the present moment of now together to begin the new story of love everywhere present into physical manifest as starship captains of planet Earth equals heart. We surrender to all love is our constant choice ever moment is love. Through this constant choice, we are continually becoming the greatest, grandest vision, version of ourselves we can be in every moment. We serve love, each other, and all of creation every moment in the purest, highest, golden, emerald, violet, pure consciousness energy for the highest good of always.
Do you want to do it, Kissel?
What am I even supposed to do?
You've got to say, sir, I'm just trying to have a nice time in a... Like, I'm here at an Arby's, sir.
Sir, I am just trying to have a nice time at a... I'm here at an Arby's, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I think
you joke about that, though. But if you truly want to have a great conversation and get heartfelt, you do it over a beefy cheese. You do that over liquid cheese.
I don't know if you've had it in a while.
No, it was not good the last time we had it.
No.
But also, that was a roadside Arby's, which, like a McDonald's kiosk, I don't think it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Yeah,
you need something with like a pure embankment. It needs to be its own building.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But that is the exact type of... They all learned from Marshall Applewhite.
Yeah, it just seems... It's such knockoff bullshit.
It's word salad.
Yeah.
It's just... garbage. It's just hot. The weird concepts that mean nothing. And the more and more you give up to sit at this inside of a stinky hotel room with this moron, and as she's warbling this shit, you have to kind of go like, yeah, okay. And I always think about it because Shane Morton from Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, who's kind of like a mentor to me, always said this when I was listening to all of the LRH tapes, where he kept saying like, don't get caught in the rhythm. He's like, the cult leader always has a rhythm. And then when you get caught in his rhythm, you start dancing to his rhythm because that's what it is.
Yeah, of course.
It's like terminology that you begin to sound like a crazy person if you try to explain it to everybody else. That distances you from other people even more so because of their adverse reaction to you screaming like a maniac about a bunch of words that don't mean anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be very careful.
And she's also taken all kinds of like new age terminology that have been around for years. Like when she talks about like implant removal, what she's talking about is archon removals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Archon. Like she's talking archons. About archons and
they're
all
back,
kinds
baby.
Of. Yeah. I mean, shit that was even used in fucking Grant Morrison in The Invisibles. Like this stuff in like in new age lore and in alien lore, like the archons have been forever. Like she is trolling the internet and plucking out all of these fun concepts and building a cosmology around it.
It still works.
It seems a little hacky.
It's very hack. Yeah. It's extremely hack. But and as you can hear from that video, I mean, shit has escalated with Amy.
Yeah, like, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she has soul retrieval glasses.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's built out an entire cult nomenclature. Like she's making words up. Unfoldment is not a word.
No.
But she's using that as part, like, we are having unfoldments today. This is an unfoldment. When she talks about, you know, Andrew showing up, that is an unfoldment.
And Andrew is just a kind of, I'm going to say, lost young man.
He is.
That is just fucking this woman.
Yes. He's a handsome young boy, but yeah, you can tell he is extremely not stable.
She also went and just fucking gave him a blowjob of his life. I do believe that there was a couple of nights in a hotel room where Mother God turned on the full headlights. You know what I mean? And then he was like, oh, wow. Because the one thing I will say about Amy Carlson.
Was she sucking him off or eating Jell-O?
Anything. Amy Carlson got it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean she was attractive?
You are so susceptible to cults. You liked Ella Reese because fat. And now you like her.
I'm not into her. A little bit. But I'm saying that it's the opposite. Is that Amy Carlson of female. We always talk about how it's always male cult leaders. And it's all about them basically trying to fuck everybody like half the time. Right. She's like that. And it's kind of nice. A woman's got one of those. The women have that now.
According to former cult leaders, she did fuck most of the men in the cult and some of the women too.
Oh yeah.
All while also being extremely homophobic, by saying that it's pretty much taken like a homosexuality, like the Scientology's view on it. It's like it's preventing you from reaching your full potential.
All while she was
I'm shoving a woman's face in her crotch.
Fuck yeah.
Live from your grave.
Now, Andrew is there as her co-anchor, as she calls him, for about a year and a half. And from what I can tell from the videos, Amy Carlson, at one point, interestingly, ends up in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in Clearwater. She seems to marry a different guy other than Andrew in a beach ceremony. Like, all of a sudden, Andrew's gone. And then there's this other guy there, this, like, middle-aged dude, while the weird bearded father god narrates. And that guy she, quote-unquote, marries replaces Andrew for another year or so. But starting about 4 years ago, he disappears, near as I can tell.
Mm.
And the actual followers begin showing up. Right around the time that I think Amy moved to Crestone, Colorado.
Okay.
And again, I want to absolutely make sure everyone knows, like, this is a lot of shit. Like, I think, I'm not sure. I'm not saying that this is definitive at all. This is just what I have been able to figure out from, like, looking at it a couple days. So do not take this as definitive. And if anyone is a big Love Has One scholar out there, I ain't stepping on your shit. This is just what I've been able to find.
Comment us with resources because we'll update it too, because I do love that, like, now that we're in it, because now we've all invested hours in it, because I've watched all the YouTube videos. So I'm here. If you know something about where the hell she was, I'd love to know. I also would love to know whether or not she did take a couple of Scientology classes.
Now, I was unaware of Crestone, Colorado, but it sounds sort of like it's the new Sedona, Arizona. Henry, have you ever heard of Crestone?
I have not, but I did receive another email about Crestone that says this, is that it's kind of become more of a darker edged Sedona, Arizona, that it's becoming a place where cults pop up.
Okay, interesting.
Kind of like old days, 70s Mount Shasta.
I mean, watch out. We all know what happened in the movie Anchorman. When you get dueling cults, it could be kind of fun if they fight in the town square.
I wish they
remember
would fight.
Remember that when the news anchors all fought each other?
I remember.
Amy Carlson.
I remember that.
But I bet you Amy Carlson would have a great chance of winning because she would have all of her minions who seem to be young, buff men.
There are some young, buff men, but then they get pretty skinny.
Yeah, they get pretty skinny, and they're mostly girls that might have taught a yoga class at one point in their lives.
They don't look like they don't have a lot of muscle tone.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, apparently Crestone, Colorado is known in the New Age world as a spiritual vortex with more ashrams, temples, and Buddhist centers than anywhere else in America. Huh. An intuitive interviewed for the article in Guru Magazine actually thinks that there's a dark portal over Crestone, which makes it easier for dark energy beings to come through. Whoa. And the dark forces are actually attracted to Crestone because those dark forces are feeding off the energy of the wounded and broken people who gather there.
I thought Colorado was supposed to be nice.
Well, you know, that is a long slogan for a town.
Yes.
That is a lot to fit on a sign.
I don't know about all that, but it certainly is in Crestone where the former Galactic Free Press changed its name to Love Has Won, and things took a decidedly darker turn for Amy Carlson.
It is interesting because you did point this out on Side Stories. If it's called Love Has Won,
they did it.
They've done it. Like, so why have you done it? Like, it sounds like it's an afterthought. And why did it? Because, like, love needs to win. Or love must win?
Wishful thinking, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. See, by this point, Amy's cosmology was almost fully formed. And this is the story of Love Has Won and Amy Carlson.
Okay.
Billions of years ago.
Yes?
I think Carlson was the queen of the ancient civilization of Lemuria, which we've covered extensively on past episodes.
Do your homework.
That's just a very basic.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. Lemuria. Then, I've heard about it.
Then there's a twist here.
Okay.
The twist is that back then in Lemuria, Amy's father was Donald Trump past life.
But he was also in a past life. It's Donald Trump's past life. Which her father was.
They only bonded over their love of McDonald's.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
And colloidal silver.
Oh.
And Love Has Won is, they've never fully gone QAnon, but they hint
they're close
at QAnon. They're very, very close.
They're close. They like it. They look at QAnon and they go like, hi.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
They're winking at each other.
Yeah, they're going to have a couple of drinks at a party.
Okay.
Now, things were apparently going great in Lemuria billions of years ago with Amy and Trump.
Alien Trump? Like, old alien, like, Lemurian Trump? Like, just like Donald Trump, but in, like, the weird little, like, skin bikini that they have to wear and, like, big glowing staffs. That's kind of fun.
But then Atlantis came in. Mm. Atlantis and the Atlanteans, they came in and they stole the crystal technology from Lemuria. And then when that happened, the Earth exploded and was overrun by Anunnakis and reptilians.
Yep. Wait, what?
Nothing but facts.
How did, but the Earth exploded.
Nothing but facts.
But not the, okay.
And ever since then, the Earth has been run by Anunnakis and reptilians, who, of course, are a part of what they call, the Love Has Won calls, the evil 1% cabal.
You're not wrong.
The evil 1% cabal is the minions of the Anunnaki and the reptilians, and both groups are determined to keep the planet in a, quote, low vibration whatever reason.
It just sounds like someone is flipping the channel. Like, it just sounds, it's David Icke meets Bernie Sanders.
It is.
What does she do? Like, does she have to pay David Icke and Bernie Sanders for stealing their ideas?
They should be mad because, yes, this is copyright infringement. And you say low vibration, I say soul simmer.
If it turns out that when Bernie Sanders was talking about the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, if it turns out he was talking about fucking aliens.
That would be incredible.
But the good news is that Amy Carlson is here to save us all.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Thank God. I was so worried.
According to her, she and Father God hatched a plan 19 billion years ago to save the universe from these dark forces. And Amy has been reincarnated no less than 543 times to enact this plan.
Yep.
I mean, it was really tough because she didn't see mail-in ballots happening.
Yeah.
And so it was tough for her to hold on to her power. Yeah.
Hanging chads.
Yeah.
During those lifetimes, Amy Carlson claimed to have been Marilyn Monroe, Joan of Arc, and Cleopatra, which is the hackiest fucking lives to claim.
Yep. Yeah, you don't get to be all three.
She already said it, though.
How many?
Yeah. It was her. It's too late. She said it, bro.
You neglect to realize the fact that she already said it.
Yeah.
How many people claim to be Marilyn Monroe?
Sure.
10 million people.
She said it on YouTube.
All right.
And you know what, Ben? She's telling the truth. All those other people are fucking lying.
They're crazy.
Liars. Yeah.
She vlogged it.
She also claims to have full recall of every single life she's ever lived, and even claimed to remember being hung on the cross as Jesus way back when.
She's also Jesus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She also said multiple times that she was brought back as children, and that hundreds of her lives, she was murdered as a child because everyone recognized how important she was going to be when she grew up. So they killed her so she wouldn't fuck with the status quo.
Yeah. Just, you know, this is why never ask the manager at McDonald's, like, what you thinking about?
It's always like this.
Yeah.
Well, as far as Father God goes, there's been, from what I can tell, two or three Father Gods during the time that Love Is One has been active. But the current Father God is a criminal named Jason Castillo, who's been arrested for child neglect, criminal mischief, two DWIs, and breaking and entering.
Mm. Father God.
Well, two DWIs, you got to drive to the bar and drive back.
I mean, that's what's hard. How do you get back?
Yeah.
You know, and you already talked to the cop, and he should know you by now.
Of course. So it's like, you already busted me for drinking and driving today.
But also, Father,
and do it again?
God is the biggest criminal to ever exist, so that actually works out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, metaphysically, Father God is contracted to master the lower planets and lower realms, while Mother God stays in the light realms. What this means is that in their belief system, Mother God is God, while Father God is Lucifer.
Oh.
And the year 2019 was the first time in 19 billion years that the two of them have been reunited on Earth, right after Father God did 6 months in a Florida jail for an unspecified crime.
You know, he was busy at the time.
You never know.
But Father God, the newest Father God, changed a lot of the tenor of the cult, it seemed to be, because like how Mother God was supposed to be in the ethereal realm, so she didn't handle all the day-to-day. Father God, his job became to run the day-to-day of the cult and become the sort of line producer of the cult. Mm. And he also was the one who doled out punishments because Mother God would sort of allude to punishments, but he, Father God, was the one starting to actually do them, which mostly involved verbal assault.
Not so physical. Is that right?
I don't know. Beatings. There were some people locked in closets.
People forced to stand up for days at a time. Mm. Like that, they were starting to get more. Like what I said earlier about. Yeah, it was absolutely ramping up. Someone was going to die.
Okay.
Now, as far as celebrity members go, Amy Carlson claimed to have been regularly in contact with Robin Williams, whom she believes is the Archangel Zadkiel. And from what Amy said, Robin Williams was completely in support of their mission.
Haha, and so is Mr. Happy.
You are so talented, Robin. We gotta love Robin. You gotta love Robin Williams. You gotta love him.
You have to love him.
I've been told you have to love him. I tried to make fun of him one time, and it almost ended our careers.
Everybody booed. I have never heard a crowd turn on us faster.
Wow.
But of course, there's got to be a darkness here. And it seems like the place that this darkness comes from is the bottom of a bottle.
Mm.
See, by 2019, Amy Carlson had attracted somewhere around 20 followers who waited on her hand and foot and did absolutely everything she said, all while pretty much their entire lives were being live streamed on YouTube.
Yeah, they had to get up at 5 a.m. They worked all day. They were only allowed 4 hours of sleep, and then they had to start streaming at 6 as soon as they got up.
Oh my God.
Mm. What was also live streamed was Amy's horrific daily consumption of alcohol. Former members testified that Amy would fill a highball glass to the top with vodka. Then she'd spritz a little bit of water on top. And she would,
makes it a cocktail.
Well, that's what makes it a mixer. No, this is not just vodka. There's a little mixer in there.
It's
a little mixer.
And they said that she would down 7 or 8 of these a night.
Okay, so that is a good, that's a 7/5. That's 7/5
she'd
at least.
She'd drink probably close to a whole bottle a night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she's legit.
In fact, one of the reasons why some of her followers believed that Amy was God was simply because of how much she could drink.
Ooh.
What? Then by that standard, Jake the Snake is the second coming?
Yes.
The eighth coming? If that's the basis, then we're all freaking gods.
One follower, Ashley Peluso, bragged that if anyone else drank like Mother God, they'd be dead. And another follower said that she once saw Carlson drink 24 tequila shots in a row.
Mm.
Dang.
And it's impressive. It's not just hearsay and conjecture that Amy Carlson drank a lot. Because Amy drank so goddamn much, and since people were constantly live streaming her, and just because Amy was obviously an unstable person, she was caught on camera dozens, if not hundreds of times, out of her mind blitzed, screaming and losing her shit.
Oh my God, that is such a long-winded way of saying creating content.
You can, like, fucking tear me down, fucking kill me. I've been killed several times. Kill me! Kill you.
Kill Roy.
Fucking you. Your mind. You're fucking done. Cabal over! Spiritual ego whores, done! If you're not connected to me, you're out. Thank you for your service. Connect in, done. If you're not, well, if you're not connected in, you're fucking done. You all bitches.
No go fucking home. Whores. No ET go home for you, bitch whores.
Fucking battle me. My own light workers, battle me! Serving love and bringing a new paradigm, you fucking dick whores.
I've always knew that God would come down and call us all dick whores.
Well, it's yeah.
She
failed to mention that, yes, maybe she was Marilyn Monroe in a second life, but she was also Gollum, apparently.
Well,
I also love that they were trying to set, like, where should we film this? And they're like, let's go near the wind chimes.
She is.
Because that would be really good for sound.
I want to say that is very, I think that is from Hawaii. That it looked like it was, the background did look like it was from Hawaii. And if you notice, she is already becoming silver.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
You saw we'll her. Get no, to I'm this, not even talking
we'll
about.
To, yeah, we'll get to the silver here.
I'm
in
talking
bit.
Literally turning into silver. If you see her face, it is becoming gray.
Yes, and we'll get to the silver here in a bit. Now, dick whores, that actually whores was one of her favorite words.
Sure.
If you weren't for Amy Carlson and the plan, you were a whore. And that was something, if you watch many of her videos, you can hear her drunk screaming whores over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. She would scream whores at cats. There's one video of her abusing a cat, holding a cat, aww, and screaming whore in its face over and over and over again while blowing in its face, because cats hate that. Don't blow
they
in a
do.
Cat's face.
They
cats hate that. But her group member said that the video is fine. They defended the video saying, quote, all animals know she is God.
Yeah, so everyone should be terrified of her.
I'm just mm-hmm. happy they didn't say all animals were a bunch of sluts.
Yeah, but all animals want to yeah, suck dick. But Love is One, I will say, because right before, there was supposed to be no drinking and no drugs.
No drinking and no drugs. Yeah, Amy said that her use of alcohol was fine because alcohol was medicinal.
Medicinal.
Alcohol is natural painkillers.
It's natural. Would you tell me that God would not put booze in a bottle without saying it's a thing that is medicine for everyone? Everyone should be drinking all day.
Yep. I mean, yeah. She's definitely making up the rules as she goes.
Yep, she's a real Sammy Hagar, man.
Yes,
she can't drive 55.
No, she can't.
You can see her ripping bongs pretty hard. She would drink an entire, like, that. You know that liquid THC stuff that you can buy?
Oh,
she would chug entire bottles of that shit and then just go on and on and on about weird, bizarre shit. And
she's
all
like,
of her followers are sitting there like, yeah, Mother God, tell me more, tell me more.
There was one video that they did that they straight up finally admitted, you kind of have to do mushrooms to find God. Where they said this, they were like, being on mushrooms all the time really helps you recognize that Amy is God.
So she's like if the dude from Heaven's Gate met Shoe Nice, the YouTube personality, the man who eats Vaseline for fun, like you Stefan Marbury. Interesting.
Amy Carlson also instilled a sense of persecution in her followers. During their live streams, they say that, quote, humanity wants to kill mom. And they claim that there have been 539 assassination attempts on her during this lifetime alone.
I think the call's coming from inside the house. I think it's alcohol is the John Wilkes Booth here.
I think so, too.
I actually got a listener sent me a really interesting paper that talks about the concept of calling yourself mom to a group of people, like this kind of thing. It's a the idea of bonded choice models. What is called this self-sealing circuit is what these groups are called, like essentially what they refer to as a high demand group or cult. And one of those is that you create a maternal slash paternal connection to your followers. So then the word mom is so loaded.
Yes, it is.
Because it has a familiarity and it has an emotional quotient. So when you begin to call someone mom over and over again, and you do allow that person to become your mother figure, you then also tie yourself closer to this person.
Right. Now, it's not surprising, of course, that these people who came up in the New Age game had plenty of products to sell through a nonprofit or quote unquote nonprofit that they called Gaia's Whole Healing Essentials.
Well, they were officially a 501c.
Was it whole W-H or just H-O-L-E?
Heal that hole. Now, from their now defunct website, they sold love butter assimilated with divine vibration.
Okay. What's love butter?
Love butter.
Is it butter?
It's the stuff.
It's the stuff.
What is love butter?
You rub it on yourself and you feel better. It's love butter.
So it's lotion. Butter.
Yeah, it's lotion.
I got it.
Yeah, it's lotion. It's like cocoa butter.
Great.
They also sold crystal wands, but the most famous thing that they sold, at least recently, was colloidal silver, which they hawked as a COVID cure until the FDA told them to stop. Not so coincidentally, colloidal silver was also being sold as a COVID cure by televangelist Jim Baker and who else but Alex Jones.
I have the documents. It's so good. He's back in.
Yep, wow. He sold colloidal silver-infused toothpaste and mouthwash as a COVID cure until, again, the FDA told him to stop.
Live from your grave.
Now, as far as the members who actually lived with Amy Carlson went, they lived a pretty typical cult lifestyle. All life revolved around Amy, and when members were allowed to sleep, it was only for 4 hours a night, after which they'd wake up, do a live stream at 6 a.m., and spend the rest of the day exalting Mother God. Amy also drained everyone's finances, collecting disability and social security checks from anyone who had them, and she damn near got Tommy Hilfiger's ex-wife Susie to leave the group a blank check when Susie appeared in person for a two-hour live stream.
It's this shit. It's the same thing that happened with Nexium. The idea of getting these just people that who have access to money and nothing to do, no discernible career.
Right.
Like the idea, because they had the, I forget it, what gin company that financed all of Nexium.
Yeah, Seagram's.
Seagram's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the idea, like, it was just the daughters with too much money.
Right.
That just gave millions of dollars to Nexium.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next thing, it's indeed rumor. But a former member told The Guru magazine that last year, a member named Robbie Foley mysteriously disappeared after he gave his $10,000 trust fund and his SUV to Carlson. The former member said that he can't locate Foley. The group won't answer a single question about where Foley went. And Foley, a formerly active Facebook user, hasn't posted since August of 2019, which is supposedly when he left the group.
Okay.
Is he dead?
We don't know.
Don't know.
Okay.
And again, that's rumor. I'm saying 100% right now, I'm not accusing this group of killing a guy.
I am.
Point, counterpoint.
Yeah. As far as how the members treat each other, the same former member who reported on Foley said that members will tear each other apart on Amy's command for being, quote unquote, lower frequency. And they would get daily report cards for how much time they spent in the lower frequencies.
When I was reading about the idea of, they kept saying that you have a contract that you have to fulfill, that she kept saying to them that you've signed a contract. I don't know whether or not they did sign a piece of paper or whether it's sort of like Sea Org. I don't know whether or not it's a billion year commitment that they actually signed on a piece of paper, or it's this bullshit that whenever you're with her, you're in a contract, some kind of binding thing where she's allowed to punish you if your frequencies drop.
Mm-hmm. And unlike other cults where people confess to their sins in private so the cult leader can later use secrets against them, Love Has One members were required to confess during live streams, listing off everything they did to dishonor Mother God. Now, lower energy, that's the worst thing to have in the Love Has One cult. And
Jeb
by
Bush.
The former by the former members. I mean, that actually does. I mean, did they get low energy from Trump? It was that part of the fucking thing.
Yeah, because she stole everything fucking else, it sounds like.
Where's our original cult leaders? Between Keith Raniere and his hack bullshit and this shit being like, someone come up with a new idea. Stop all piggybacking off the work of LRH. Why did he do all the heavy lifting for everybody?
Point counterpoint, don't start a cult.
By the former members' count, at least three people were kicked out for having lower energies. And not kindly kicked out either. One woman was dumped at a campground without a tent, her bags, or her possessions, while others were sent to live in a tent in the woods that the cult called this tent Desolation Row. Mm. And they were only allowed to come back after they transformed into a higher energy being.
How does one do that?
Yeah, what are you talking, like, how, yeah, how do you
hit the tambourine harder?
Do you shake a bunch?
Oh!
That's good energy. No, he's got the energy.
Yes!
Yep, there it is.
Yes, I'm ready to be back. We nobility!
And also, this is why I never hung out at, like, the Comedy Cellar around that, like, table full of comedians.
Getting roasted.
It's too much energy. It sounds like calm energy is fun. I like low energy.
Dude, I didn't even like hanging out at the fucking backyard at the creek because there were too many assholes trying to fucking riff and roast each other.
Honestly, Marcus, they were being human beings trying to make friends.
We're survivalists. Comedians are survivalists. Yes. And you get to the top of the raft, everybody else drowns. The only way you get it is fucking laughs. And it's the only thing that matters.
I actually have to defend those people who were just trying to personable. And Marcus was like, shut the fuck up. As you were
That's what I do.
There were plenty of people back there that I talked and had normal human conversations with.
Well, the rest of us are clowns, okay, Marcus? And we don't know how to speak.
Perhaps the worst was what the cult did to member Alex Witten, who was found in May of last year, naked and dehydrated in the desert, with feet full of cactus needles and a head full of hallucinogens.
I don't know how I fucking got here, dude.
According to Alex's wife, Ariane, it only took 6 weeks of watching Love Is One videos for Alex to be completely brainwashed.
Wow.
To the point where Alex would drop whatever he was doing twice a day to watch Love Is One live streams.
He was going to go to something.
He was. Yes. He was looking for some sort of fucking escape hatch here. Mm. Then after Amy did quote unquote psychic surgery over the phone on Alex, his wife noticed a darkness descend. And even though Witten had a wife, two kids, a six-figure job, no mental illness, and no previous interest in spirituality or religion, he just fucking left one day last year and went and joined Love Is One in Colorado.
This is what I'm going to say to you right now. If you're miserable and you look at your family and you look at your career and you don't know what to do and you feel like you just want to abandon everything, I will just honestly say, like, I know it's weird. Like, get a hobby. Like, do a thing. Like, try to find a thing that you like. Try to find a thing you like. You don't have to abandon.
What if you really like firearms?
I mean, well, then you're in the right country.
Yeah, that's true.
But unfortunately for Alex, Love Has Won didn't dig his vibe when he showed up.
God, man, you show up and it's a bunch of losers and you get rejected by them?
That is so sad. He wanted to join the cult and they didn't let him.
He appeared on just one live stream on May 21st. And then the Love Is One group, they tested Alex, or I think they just fucked with him. Alex later said that Jason Castillo, a.k.a. Father God, remember, this is the guy that yells and screams and takes care of punishments.
Uh-huh.
He told Alex that he could no longer handle, quote, the darkness on his own. And Alex needed to take on the darkness for the next 3 days.
Okay.
And it was at that point that they pumped the guy full of hallucinogens.
Jeez.
What are we talking here? Like mushrooms, acid?
Who knows? Mushrooms seems to
ayahuasca.
Be that mushrooms seems to be what they like best. Far as what they're talking about, I would say a lot of mushrooms that he did not know he was taking.
Okay.
Not too long after, Alex was found naked and tripping in the desert, babbling that he was communicating with Amy Carlson telepathically while, quote, walking to the airport, which is about a 3-hour drive away.
Oh,
feet
wow.
Full of cactus needles.
Oh, wow. It's like Amy Carlson was like his Google Maps.
Oh, interesting.
As far as what Love Is One was doing after they dosed Alex, they did a live stream the next day saying they, quote, didn't like Alex's energy. And they openly laughed about him, being on, quote, the wrong side of the mountain. And this was after they just let him loose in the desert naked and tripping, presumably to die. After the incident with Alex got a little bit of press, Amy Carlson got national press when she appeared on an episode of Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
That was unimaginatively titled,
My Sister is Running a Cult with a Bunch of Followers.
Dr. Phil, has it ever occurred to you that you're doing more harm than good?
Yes, and I like it.
Okay.
He was even Dr. Phil was like tired in this episode.
Of course, because like, I would
play a clip, but he was just like, so you think that you're God, huh? Oh, good. Okay. All right. Fine, okay. Fine.
Dr. Yeah. Phil is also a victim of his own producers.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sometimes
it's hard
to be
Dr. Phil every day.
A guest just gets put in front of you, and you have to roll with it.
I'll never forget when I met Dr. Oz, and he was trying to convince me that breakfast was bad. Like, the concept of breakfast was bad.
Yeah, and wasn't that the same encounter you had where he's like, yeah, this COVID thing will be cleared up in a couple of weeks.
If people stopped eating fucking breakfast, it would have been.
But just before that Dr. Phil appearance, Love Has Won had a brief scuffle with the locals in Hawaii.
Oh,
last August, the cult attempted to move to the island of Kauai. And although details are scarce, we do know that they were met with protests, vandalism, and small fires. Because Hawaiians don't fuck around when it comes to outsiders.
Well, also, they are highly offended when you mess with their mythology. I do really think that there's a part of it. And she came in and immediately announced that she was the goddess of volcanoes, Pele. And that she was, and she went for the, which is... They don't like.
No, to the I would assume they take it kind of serious.
We talked about it a little bit on side stories. It's taken very seriously. And there was a Frankenstein's monster style mob that chased them out of Hawaii. Where they showed up, basically they try to do, and they, because they are very conscious of who's moving to their very small island. And when these guys all rolled up, they were scary. They were very, very scary. They are agitated people. They are up all hours of night, screaming, playing music, doing drugs, running around. And then her calling herself Pele was the straw that broke the camel's back. And then the mayor had to step in and be like, you need to leave. And then they got him out of there with a police escort.
Wow.
Yeah. And maybe the reason why the Hawaiians were a little wary when it came to cults is because this was the second cult they'd kicked out of Hawaii that summer.
That's great.
In June of 2020, a polygamist cult called Carbon Nation, which didn't fucking get it until I actually said it out loud. God damn it.
Carbon Nation.
Carbon Nation?
I'm so pissed.
I'm so mad I just now got nothing,
it's got nothing to do with soda.
Well, they're polygamist. They believe in nudism. They don't believe in bathing. They say bathing is bad. Wait. And as a central tenet of their religion, every member is supposed to shit on trees.
He's just, and they, all of the trees are so vulnerable in Hawaii. That's all we learned is how vulnerable all of the shit is. And then you move from wherever you're full of your toxic bullshit, then you shit on the sacred Ohaiair trees.
Why do they have to shit on the trees?
I didn't look too deep into it, man.
It's in the rules, bro.
They're just like, they take the Charmin Bear ads very literally.
That's their creator myth. That the Charmin Bears came from the toilet paper vortex and now they're here. And now we would never use toilet paper because a bear would never use toilet paper.
No, they would not.
Yeah, Carbon Nation actually almost didn't make it on the plane to Hawaii because they were stopped in Costa Rica for their overwhelming body odor.
They smelled
so bad they wouldn't let them on a fucking airplane.
It's not even about bathing. Don't they just go into the water sometimes? You don't even have to think about it like bathing. Just go have fun in the water.
Maybe they are afraid of it. It's a hydrophobic cold. It's Carbon Nation. There's no bubbles in the ocean.
That's a good point.
I guess there are bubbles, but not the really nice stiff ones.
And they got kicked out of Hawaii. Carbon Nation got kicked out of Hawaii for breaking quarantine. But not too long after Hawaii, in September of last year, Love Has Won announced that Amy Carlson was in poor health and was paralyzed from the waist down. Uh-oh. And she proclaimed to the world that she had cancer. Now, she looked absolutely awful in all the live streams done throughout the end of last year. But this most likely had to do with the fact that she was guzzling colloidal silver to ward off COVID.
So she was hammered. She was hammered the entire time. So this is, I mean, we don't know what she died of, but, you know, we'll get to that. She was hammered and then truly guzzling colloidal silver, which is, it's not good.
No, I can't imagine that it is good.
Her skin was turning bluish gray. She was almost purple, which is a symptom of a condition called argyrosis that results from extreme exposure to silver.
Ah, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fucking insane.
She was becoming the Tin Woman.
Yeah.
And while Amy might have indeed had cancer, it's also very likely that her massive ingestion of colloidal silver is what eventually killed her.
Probably wow. Alcohol consumption. That's the other thing that they're saying.
Well, you can
live
for a long time. I think it's the silver.
I mean, I don't know.
If you're drinking a fucking liter of vodka a night, you're going to die at 44.
I think it's the silver.
When did Towns Van Zandt die?
In like the 60s.
Oh,
no, you can't. The human body can drink.
He had stints of like sobriety where he tried to get off the. I know that he did do that. So there were periods of time where he didn't drink, I believe.
I think he was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty drunk. Yeah. He got pretty drunk.
Well, either way, let's just say, you know what? Let's compromise and say it was a combo.
I'd say it's a combo.
Yeah. I would say definitely a combo of drinking straight silver and vodka.
Yeah.
Now,
as
far as when Amy died, we don't really know. A friend of Amy's daughter said that she last saw Amy alive at a trailer park on Mount Shasta on April 10th, and a photo posted on April 14th. And this is, when I say April 10th, I mean about a month ago.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, and a photo posted on April 14th depicted her unconscious or dead in the arms of Jason Castillo, aka Father God. And that same day, prominent group member Lauren Suarez said during the Love Has Won live stream that Amy's vessel was, quote, not sustaining. And after that, Lauren Suarez and other core live stream members that were in Amy's immediate orbit have not streamed since.
What they did, like 3 days ago, where they did the very classic, she has ascended and we're happy about it. And how, and she like doing this like purposeful, like, very garish, scary to the level of like how, you know, like this is what she's always wanted. And now we're closer to her than we've ever been. Like now she's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And every single time you see, you hear a bird sing, it's her. Every single time you do this thing, anything that you like in the sky, that's her.
You know, man, I actually have no problem with what you're saying, but could you turn away as I take a dump on this tree?
Yeah, I got to. It's my religion.
Yeah, it's my choice, please. Thank you.
On April 16th, Amy's family called an ambulance because during a stream, Amy was having difficulty breathing, her skin was fucking purple, as we said, and her eyes were rolling into the back of her head. But the ambulance was told upon arrival that Amy wasn't there, so the ambulance left. Then, on April 28th, just, I don't know, 9-10 days ago, Colorado sheriff's deputies were informed that Amy's body had been found at the home of follower Miguel Lamboy. Apparently, Amy had died in California sometime in the month of April, and the group laid down the back passenger seat of their Nissan and transported the body back to Colorado.
Road trip!
Road trip! Finally a car ad I can get behind. Do you have a cult leader that's dead? Look at the convenience.
Save it for our Nissan reads.
Yes!
By the time Amy's body got to Colorado, though, it had mummified. Her eyes were missing and her teeth were showing through her lips, implying that Amy might have been dead for as long as a month. Although, as I said, the timeline is very muddy.
They also believe that they were purposely not telling their followers that she was dead because they had just sold a bunch of shit to their crystal schools. So they have this thing called crystal schools. And it's like that's their training world, whatever it is, all their bullshit is. And they already sold all of these kind of passes to it. And they didn't want to admit that she was dead yet. So they kept just putting her in the background, I want to say they were like, Amy, what's up? And she's like, whores, and just like move your little lips and shit. Be like, there's God calling people whores.
Weekend at Amy's. I love it. Dumb Harry Potter.
Now, Miguel Lamboy wanted to go to the cops as soon as his friends arrived with Mother God's body, but the members wouldn't let him go unless he left behind his 2-year-old son.
Oh my God.
So he agreed, but he returned very quickly with a police cohort. By the time the police arrived, the Love Has Won members had made a shrine in the back room out of Amy's body, draping it with Christmas lights and painting her dead face with glittery makeup.
You know what I love? Because you watch these videos, and these are like, honestly, relatively normal-looking young women that are kind of the majority of this cult. And you look at it, and it's, there's something about these, like, California, like, yoga teacher-looking people becoming Ed Gein that is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just managed to jump from, like, normal hippie bullshit to lugging a corpse around and decorating it. Like, that's a very big jump in belief. That shows really how far gone they were. Which is why it's getting, that's why it got our attention. And it's why it got the world's attention, because now it's being like, holy shit, I thought this was just some goofy Facebook nonsense where they're just selling colloidal silver and doing these weird workshops, whatever. But then all of a sudden being like, man, you guys put a fucking corpse and just drove it around for a month?
I mean, they're rock and roll.
They're putting glittery makeup on an eyeless, lipless corpse.
Cool.
In the and draping it with Christmas lights and worshiping it. They were worshiping it.
Yeah.
To be fair, she didn't have big lips in life.
She had thin lips.
You know, she did have like that.
She did have thin lips.
She had the Gwyneth Paltrow type.
Yeah.
So that was those probably went pretty quick.
This was
it's just so weird. The Venn diagram between like religious extremists and then like hippie. Like
they're right, they touched hips.
They're both getting vaxxed.
Yeah, they're not getting vaxxed.
It's such a bizarre. Anyway, people are endlessly interesting, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. This was about a week ago. And since then, seven adults have been charged with abuse of a corpse and might be charged with the more serious charge of tampering with a dead human body. They've also been charged with child abuse because two kids were present on the property where they were making decoration out of said dead body. Hmm. And since then, both the Love Has Won website and the Love Has Won Facebook page have been taken down. But the YouTube channel is still going as of yesterday, with the international chapters from China and Australia trying to pick up the slack.
Okay.
But their heart obviously isn't in it. And it seems that Love Has Won will probably die with Mother God.
Probably. Wow. It's weird because you always wonder, how long can they keep moving the goalpost to keep things flowing?
Well,
I don't know.
Is anyone filling the power vacuum? Is there any like?
It's the two main women.
Yeah.
There's two main women that are trying to. You can kind of see that they like the attention. But I
they
wonder
were both
if they
on
can.
They were both on Dr. Phil, trying to defend Mother God, and they do not do a very good job of defending. They're just kind of like, you don't understand what you're talking about, Dr.
Yeah,
Phil.
You're ignorant. Yeah. It's the same shit.
Catch me outside.
And there's
catch
Father Father God that. Too. Like Father God is also around that. I
don't like him.
No, he's fucking awful. Because you can see him screaming at people as punishment. He's the type of guy that can get very violent very fast.
Well, so he also took the Father God thing on very seriously.
Yeah.
Is it good that she's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because this cult. Yeah, you're right.
Net positive,
I think it was
going to
get violent.
It seemed like it was going to get crazy.
I think it could have gotten violent. But you know what's weird? Strangely enough. Same thing with Rock Terrio, is that the substance abuse actually like fucked with her ability to be a bankable cult leader.
Yeah.
I know that's weird to say.
Yeah.
It's like because she was getting so loose with the booze, she also was allowing the whole thing to kind of fall under out of control and kind of do all this kind of shit where I think that either way, it was going to end like this, to be honest. I think she was going to die of alcohol poisoning / colloidal silver poisoning at some point really soon. But if she had not, she would have to have gotten sober in order to reestablish her true control over the group.
Yeah.
And of course, that's a fate worse than death, isn't it?
Yeah. All that clarity.
Yeah. Oof. And we got to watch out, too, because, you know, this fucking cult, like, it probably will die with her. But it might not.
It might not.
It might not.
It might not.
After that, because they're not really charged with anything that serious. No one's going to jail for a long time. So they could pick this shit right back up where they left off.
Well, also, a reminder to our listeners, if you join a cult ironically, or you get interested in something ironically, it is actually, that's they get you.
That's how they get you. I mean, honestly, as we've seen, many jokes have gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
So be very careful who you trust and who you listen to. And if at any point you have to get up and move and go worship somebody who's a raging alcoholic and makes you live stream 12 hours a day, just be like, I'm out of here.
Just stream on your own.
You can also just do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
wow,
that was fantastic.
That was pretty sweet.
That was like, we were like current affair.
Yeah we are current affair.
We were like a current affair today.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for everybody who bought tickets. Our Grundy County Cavern shows are sold out. Red Rocks is sold out. We sold it out.
Yeah. We're going to say that we sold it out.
I don't care. You can put an asterisk next to it if you want, but who gives a fuck?
We can still say we sold out Red Rocks in some capacity.
Then I'll put a very small little asterisk on the bottom of the poster.
Yeah.
But we guys, we can't fucking wait to see you. We are so ready to be on tour. We got that shit. We're re-upping on our weed supplies for the vape to get that back out to you. 1-800-CANNABIS. You can dial, get that weed ad, get the weed up in fucking down Santa Ana. You got Boulevard Dispensary down in San Diego.
Beautiful. And of course, as soon as we get this weed legal federally, we will go to a state as soon as we can near you. Keep on supporting all the shows here on the Last Podcast Network. Thank you all so much for all your support. And if you get a chance, go to the actual page, like of Spun, for example, and hit a follow. Because that really helps them on their Spotify.
All of us. I mean, also No Dogs, shows. Too. Please, No Dogs. Yeah. Do it for fucking LP and Deep Dives Dune. We're wrapping up. We got 12 episodes our total for LP and Deep Dives Dune. So we're now going to be on episode 9. So we got 3 left. And then
No Dogs in Space. We just released part 4 of the Beastie Boys. We're talking about Def Jam Records and License to Ill.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And next week, we're bringing in a heavy hitter. So this month we got some heavy hitters coming, and we got a UFO story that I'm very excited to tell you. But we're kind of prepping for a very large series at the beginning of the summer that we're very excited for. I think that you will like it, and it might actually make you very scared.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And of course, that series is all about the fantastic baseball career of
Bobby Bonilla, baby.
There he is.
No, that's LPN Deep Dive Season 2. Is fucking Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, that's it.
Smartest Met of all time. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you're safe. And as Henry said, we can't wait to see you soon. All right, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan. Again.
Magustalations.
Hail me, bro.
All right. Don't join a cult today.
Not today. Mahalo,
man. If you say that every day, you'll never join
them. Yep. Just write it and post it.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.